Democrats are trying to tease out what went wrong in last week's elections. Was it critical race theory or Terry McAuliffe or suburban white women turned off? Well, Derek Thompson is not having any of this. He attributes it to vibes. Americans feeling lousy about their lives and blaming the party in power. And Derek is with us, staff writer for The Atlantic. Derek, welcome back.
Good to be here. Thank you.
So you call this a vibes war. So immediately I'm going to the Beach Boys. Good vibrations, bad vibrations. Sounds a little more musical than empirical. What do you mean by vibe?
Right. It doesn't sound like a particularly scientific diagnosis. What I mean by vibes is that the economy, by some statistical measures, is booming. You look at GDP growth. You look at nominal wage growth. This economy looks like it is absolutely on fire. But how does it feel like to be a consumer in this economy? Well, it doesn't feel very good at all. It's really difficult to buy stuff. There's incipient inflation across the economy. Gas prices, which, if not the most important price in the economy, certainly are the price in the biggest font in the economy, are going up. Mm-hmm. And if you look at University of Michigan consumer surveys, people say their financial situation is fantastic within their family, but it is harder to buy stuff. Buying conditions are just about as bad as they were in the Great Recession. So it feels good to be a checking account, but it feels terrible to be a credit card. And for that reason, I'm summing this up by saying it's about vibes rather than economic statistics. Yes, some of the statistics look wonderful, but it doesn't feel wonderful to be active in this economy. And a lot of people are, rightly or wrongly, and I think somewhat reasonably, blaming the party in power, which is the Democrats.
So, I mean, later on in your article, you seem to suggest that eventually vibes and the economy and the broader economy kind of align. Yeah, that is, you think people will feel more of these vibes. As you described, the economic fundamentals are really good. And in 2022, that people will actually be feeling better as the supply chain problem eases, et cetera. And that could favor the Democrats?
Yeah, I basically am saying that there's a difference right now between some of the major statistics and some of the ways that it feels like to be a consumer in this economy, and they will eventually align because that's what tends to happen. So just last month, the U.S. economy added 500,000 jobs in October. That's really good. That should help over time to reduce the labor shortage, which is making it very difficult to be, for example, the owner of a restaurant or a hotel or a bar or anyone who's basically a hiring manager these days. At the same time, you clearly have a supply chain crisis. Americans are demanding a lot of durable goods, and those durable goods aren't flowing through the supply chains that we have available to us. Over time, that should get better. Most economists that I've talked to have said that the supply chain crisis we're looking at right now will not be resolved by Christmas. That's too bad, but it will be hopefully resolved by this spring. So to the extent that we're trying to look at the Virginia and New Jersey governor elections in this November and projected forward to Democrats and Republicans odds next November, I'm saying that the economy Joe Biden is going to be working with in the second half of next year is very likely to have a lot of this year's problems at least somewhat resolved.
Okay. So I'll nudge back a little bit here. Aren't you, Derek, denying conservatives some election agency here? It's the GOP that delivered record turnout on education and race. Meantime, the Democrats, I mean, they're measurable things they've done. They've been disarray on their domestic agenda. They have muddled at times the messaging on vaccines. That seems to be more than just economic vibes.
Yeah, I hear the point. I think that to offer a synthesis, I'm not denying conservatives' election agency. I'm trying to describe a reasonable explanation for conservative anger at the mainstream right now. Why would you be upset with the mainstream? Well, look, COVID shut down schools, and that's really making people frustrated. You were promised a kind of normalcy from the Biden administration, and 2021 has been anything but normal. Delta wasn't normal. The supply chain crisis isn't normal. The labor shortage isn't normal. This has been a very abnormal year. Now, we can go through that list and say, you know, Biden is 60% responsible for this and he's 0.1% responsible for that. But the point is, I think that a lot of people frustrated with the Democratic establishment right now have reason to be frustrated with the vibes of this economy. This is not a normal feeling time. A lot of stuff just feels like it's gunked up. And when that happens, when you have a sort of gunked up economy and world out there, voters, especially swing voters in the middle, do tend to blame the party in power. No question about who that is. It's the Democrats. And so that makes the November elections that we just saw not particularly surprising.
Okay. So when things economically get, I guess the term would be degunked next year, care to put out a prediction here or go out on a limb a little bit? I mean, are you suggesting that November next year and the midterms could be a different story?
Yeah, I think the two things can be true. On the one hand, you look at the history of midterms from American presidents, and presidents almost always, unless it's an absolutely sensational economy or right after a national crisis like 9/11, almost always lose both House and Senate seats in a midterm election. So that would predict that Joe Biden, we should expect as a sort of baseline assumption that Joe Biden is going to lose senators and representatives. Yeah, yeah. At the same time, my big point here, my big statistical, empirical point here is that there's a lot of reasons to think that 2022 is going to be the good, normal feeling economy that we thought 2021 was going to be. And for that reason, Democrats have some reason for hope.
All right. Derek Thompson of The Atlantic, thanks as always.
Thank you.